This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
News from the NFL yesterday was of the financial variety. Myles Garrett, a five-year, $125 million extension, close to being finalized between he and the Cleveland Browns. That on the heels of the Kansas City Chiefs and defensive tackle Chris Jones reaching agreement on a four-year contract worth around $80 million, so about 20 per year, 60 of it guaranteed in case of injury, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. So as we get ready to talk about Bud Dupree in just a couple of minutes, more specifically to the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, what do these contract extensions mean? Myles Garrett as it relates to a possible T.J. Watt extension down the road, and Chris Jones to a possible Cam Hayward contract extension down the road.
Well, it means the Steelers are going to have to pay up, and I think that they were anticipating that probably anyway. I think it also means the first one, the Garrett one, I don't think that the Cleveland Browns get better. I mean, it is what it is. You're paying a guy who is a very good football player. And I remember after Ramon Foster played against him twice, he was like, this guy has the potential to be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't doubt that, how good Myles Garrett can be. But I don't know how much better it makes the Cleveland Browns. They need to do something on offense. They need to find a quarterback. I think that the rest of the AFC, though, should be scared to death for at least 5 years of the Kansas City Chiefs. Could they quickly turn into kind of what the Patriots were? They got the best quarterback in the league. They got one of the best defensive players in the AFC, and they've got them locked up for one for a decade, one for half a decade. Like, you don't want to wake up this morning and say the Chiefs are insurmountable, but they're the favorite for 5 years on out.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be the Broncos, Chargers, or Raiders either. Or, as you point out, anybody else in the AFC, because it looks like by virtue of Patrick Mahomes' somewhat team-friendly deal, and the big number doesn't sound team-friendly, but it's a team-friendly deal because it's so backloaded, the Chiefs are angling to become the new Patriots, and Mahomes is angling to become the new Brady somewhat, and that he'll take a little less than top market value to try and keep players around him.
Well, I think those two deals, though, how they relate to the Steelers, which was the initial question and kind of the initial thing on the table here, is that what happens is Bud Dupree is a total afterthought, and we can get into that in a couple minutes. A total afterthought after these 16 games. And you really have to wonder how – I think now it really becomes how Ben factors into the future. Because can you afford the three of these people?
Right, and that's the big question. Here's the thing is Kevin Colbert's never going to push Ben Roethlisberger to tell him ahead of time when he's going to be done. Like, I don't believe that'll ever be. It'll be when Ben decides he's done, he'll call up Kevin Colbert and say, hey, I'm done. And that'll be that. It'll be just cut off right there. It won't be a, hey, I'm going to play one more year, this is my swan song kind of thing. It'll always be it'll always be, I'll decide after I'm done that I'm done, and therefore it'll be hard to get ahead of planning for the final snaps of Ben Roethlisberger's Pittsburgh Steelers career, probably NFL career, and that makes it more difficult to plan for, okay, how much can we give Cam in what is probably his last big deal? Because based on what's going on the interior defensive line across the NFL, Cam Hayward's worth upwards of $16 million a year. And how much can we afford to give T.J. Watt without absolutely breaking the cap as well? Because based on what Myles Garrett is getting, based on what Chandler Jones, Von Miller, Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa for that matter, although those two Bosa extensions beyond their rookie contracts aren't up immediately. Is T.J. Watt worth $20 million a year? And now you really start to add up big numbers very quickly.
T.J. Watt has the potential to turn into the Steelers' best football player in short order,
yes.
I think. He has the potential to turn into a defensive player of the year kind of guy.
But if you bank on paying T.J. Watt defensive player of the year money, which I don't have a problem with, I think he's worth it, then what happens when and if Minkah Fitzpatrick also
right.
proves himself just as valuable to the defense, and you've got two NFL Defensive Player of the Year candidates on the same defense, are you going to pay them both the same money?
I don't know. What has to happen now is you have to forget about Dupree, and you probably have to forget about Tuitt. You have to start the evolution of what you're going to do with that position and just think, well, it's been tough luck for Tuitt, it's been hard luck for him, and you're not going to pay him considering the amount of games that he plays. I just – Stephon Tuitt, when he plays, is really good, but does he play enough to merit him in your real long-term plans?
Yeah, you just highlighted the three words that are most impactful as far as Stephon Tuitt goes, when he plays. When he plays, you're right, he's excellent. But when he plays, unfortunately, or at least when he plays at 100%, has become, it feels like fewer and farther between. And are we ever going to see a 16-game season where Stephon Tuitt the entire time is 100% healthy and shows you what he can do the entire time? And if not, then, okay, Cam Hayward, we want to keep you a Pittsburgh Steeler for life and lock you up, and we move on along the rest of the defensive line. But the one thing that does become clear, and we talked about this in light of the franchise tag salary grievance that Bud Dupree filed over the weekend, is that ship is sailing. Today, the final day where the Pittsburgh Steelers and Bud Dupree could come to an agreement on a contract extension if they're going to do it because of that franchise tag. But it seems like the writing is on the wall.
Yes.
You okay with that? Yeah.
Well, I have a thought about it. I have a thought that more fans need to think like the team does, that we'll tell you next.
Yeah.
I really have a thought about this, that people need to get on board with how the people inside the building think about this.
Today's the last day for the Steelers and Bud Dupree to possibly work out a contract extension. I think we all see the writing on the wall that is not going to happen, especially with the grievance being filed by Dupree over the weekend about being classified as a D-end instead of an outside linebacker. You don't typically file grievances against an employer you're working out a long-term contract extension with, Colin. So I think we're all prepared, and we've been prepared really for the better part of a year now to see Bud Dupree play his final snaps as a Steeler and ride off into the sunset wherever he gets paid.
Yeah, I think, first of all, T.J. Watt made him. That was the case. Second of all, picture this. Here's what's going to happen and what shouldn't happen. He's going to go play somewhere else. Steeler fans, or a certain portion of Steeler fans, are going to turn on Red Zone, or they're going to put on the other game they're going to have. They're going to whip around, and they're going to be watching for number 48 in some other uniform, Jacksonville or Tennessee or wherever. And they're going to pay special attention to Bud Dupree wherever he goes and plays. And Bud Dupree's going to have a sack, or Bud Dupree's going to have three sacks in a game. And maybe the Steelers will lose that week. And I'm looking forward ahead like a couple years. And the Steelers might lose that week. And somebody's going to call up their buddy or be on a text chain and be like, see, I told you they should have kept Bud Dupree. Oh my gosh, you see what he could have done in our defense? This is exactly how you don't need to think. You have to look at it like the organization does. I mean, you can do what you want to do. I'm just saying this is how I look at it. You have to do what's best for you at that time, whenever it's free agency stuff, whenever it's trades, and just not even pay attention to what that guy does somewhere else. What's best for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, because of what we just outlined, T.J. Watt is going to get paid, right? Cameron Hayward has to get paid at some point. Minkah Fitzpatrick is going to get paid at some point. Bud Dupree is a good player so far, for 16 games. That's it. You have to look at what's best for your organization and just move forward 1 million miles an hour with your plans. And your plans are this: offer Bud Dupree what you feel is a fair contract. If he takes it, he doesn't. If not, my sanity when I look at stuff like this, I never worry about what the guy is going to be somewhere else. I always just keep it in a canister of the Steelers made the offer. The Steelers tried to pay him, and that's what it is, and he went somewhere else.
Well, you can also choose to look at it, I think, and this is the way I'll choose to look at it, is Bud Dupree could go off somewhere else. I don't know where it is. I don't
care. It was like Le'Veon Bell. It
doesn't matter.
That's how I always looked at it.
He could go to the Raiders. He could go to the Cowboys. Whatever it is, he could go somewhere, and he can be very good. He could be very good there for a number of years. It doesn't mean that, A, the same thing would have continued to happen here. It doesn't mean that, B, the Steelers necessarily screwed up if it gives them the flexibility to keep all those names you just mentioned. Hayward finishes his career as a Steeler, T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, all those guys you mentioned. And C, it's not a zero-sum game. In other words, Bud Dupree going off and succeeding somewhere else does not mean that the Steelers failed necessarily. It means that Bud Dupree failed in living up to his promise sooner, because had he done so, he may have gotten a long-term deal from the Pittsburgh Steelers and not ended up getting franchise tagged because he only showed him 1 year of production.
It's kind of like Le'Veon Bell. People him haul all the time, or at least in the throes of all that contract stuff. Man, Le'Veon Bell might go and ball out. Le'Veon Bell might go and become the best running back. Okay. You know what the Steelers did? They twice tried to make him the highest paid running back in the game. They twice tried to do that. And he said no. And so, what are you to do?
Well, and even if Le'Veon Bell had gone to New York and been incredibly successful and had 2,000 yards, all-purpose yards, and looked just as good as he did when he was a Pittsburgh Steeler, it didn't necessarily make it a zero-sum game where the Steelers couldn't also be good at running back without Le'Veon Bell. You know what I mean? That's where people always want to make it as if, well, he left and he went somewhere else, so that means his old team is no longer good at that position. Well, no. They may just have someone who they figure is next and ready to take over that position.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.